here's a story from The World.
On the other side of the channel in France, in the seaport city of Calais, tensions are rising for another reason. For years, Calais has been a gateway for migrants heading to the UK. It's just a 40-minute ferry ride across the English Channel. Recently, complaints have been growing in Calais about police violence against undocumented migrants, arbitrary arrests, and illegal evictions. Reporter Rebecca Rossman followed along with one group trying to document the alleged abuse.
It's 8 a.m. outside the police headquarters in Calais, and Isabella Anderson is waiting in her car. She's with a group called the Human Rights Observers, and she's watching for the moment when the policemans in front of her pull out of the station.
We've come here to meet the convoy and follow them to the day's evictions.
Evictions that have become an almost daily occurrence, with the police evacuating migrants who have been coming to Calais, setting up makeshift shelters. For years, the French authorities have been trying to discourage migrants from coming here. So police vans are now heading straight into the camps and seizing belongings. Anderson trails them.
They've gone that way.
We follow the police to the camp, a few dozen small tents set up in a big, grassy, muddy field. There are about 30 people here. Most are migrants from Eritrea. It's one of several camps Anderson will be visiting today. In all, there's about 1,000 migrants living in conditions like this in Calais. When we reach the camp, Anderson jumps out of the car and whips out her phone to start filming. An officer quickly approaches us. She warns Anderson that she's on private property and asks for her ID. After that, the officer continues carrying out the evacuation, seizing things like backpacks, tents, and bikes from the migrants.
You need to bring it with you, otherwise they're going to take it.
The story of migrants in Calais is long and complicated. At the height of the 2015 migrant crisis, there were more than 6,000 people here. Most have left, but Calais is still a way station for migrants.
Are you trying to go to the UK, or you'd want to stay here?
UK.
This Eritrean man is trying to get to the UK. He preferred not to give his name because he's undocumented. More than 8,000 migrants have successfully crossed the English Channel this year by boat. When I ask a group of men why they don't want to stay in France, they all come up with the same answer.
They have Dublin like this, they don't give him paper.
The Dublin Regulation, which states asylum seekers who arrive to the European Union must apply in the first country that they reach. People here say their applications have already been rejected in France and other countries. The UK is their last hope. Isabella Anderson with Human Rights Observers wishes France would be more welcoming.
Why should people live like that? Why should it be like it's better than nothing? Why can't it just be like good, dignified, humane conditions for people?
Anderson and other migrant rights groups also say the French authorities can be far more aggressive than what we witness today.
On a daily basis, they're being hit. They're being tear gassed. They're being chased by dogs. That's not accommodating.
I reached out to the French government to talk about this, but my interview request was denied. Maya Conforti is a volunteer with the Calais-based nonprofit L'Auberge des Migrants. They help migrants with the basics, getting food and tents.
One of the big problems also is accommodation. In the UK, it's not like that. In the UK, you arrive, you can ask for asylum, you put in a hotel for 2-3 days, and after 2-3 days, you're given, you know, a small apartment, you know, nothing luxurious, but you're not staying outside.
In a deal reached with the UK last month, France agreed to provide migrants with better housing to disincentivize them from crossing the English Channel. But the details of that are unclear. For her part, Anderson says she's seen zero steps taken from the French government to better accommodate migrants.
You saw today, it's just every 48 hours, they're being harassed and exhausted and chased down by police.
Until that's addressed, she says, migrants are going to keep trying to cross the channel into the UK. And she understands why. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Calais, France.